Hello, I'm Gage from Leo Adams Middle School, and today I'm going to be talking about pressure. Not necessarily the physical kind, but, you know, like stress or peer pressure. And the thing is, a lot of children are affected by this. Whether it be from friends, doing drugs, or just studying for a big test that you're really scared about. I actually talked to our school counselor here at Leo Adams Middle School, Mrs. Johnson. And what she had to say on it was quite interesting, because she said a lot of children and adults are affected by stress from peers or just any other source. It's just not a good thing for children to be experiencing often. It can lead to, in some very serious cases, depression, and or it could just lead to a serious headache or something. It matters because if, let's say you're a teacher, and as a teacher you don't want your child to, not child, your student to be constantly under stress from the amount of work they're getting. And so that creates a big problem, because if they get too much work, then they stay up too late, then they're going to be tired the next day. Which means they're not going to be able to get all of their work done, maybe, or they'll just be really tired for the next class, and it's just a lot of stress to put on a child. And then peer pressure, you know, you could have someone who is a really good kid, they haven't done drugs or anything, but from their peers, they could get addicted, it could really ruin their life and their whole plan to do things, and it's just not good. To help, we could, let's say you're a teacher and you have a really hard test, give your students like a 5-minute break in the middle of the test so they can get, you know, relaxed and just chill out for a little bit, and maybe take a bathroom break, you know, help them just take some stress off the situation. If you're a boss, maybe you could every once in a while maybe get pizza for your coworkers and stuff. Don't be a bystander, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a good day, and bye.